Off the Ball Breakfast.
Your projection now around this conversation.
No, I'm agent. I'm fascinated by you as it is. I'm even more interested in you in terms of this topic.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
It is full time in Croke Park, and Offaly have been crowned Intermediate All Ireland Camogie champions, beaten Kerry by 3 points on a scoreline of 14 points to 11. Clodagh Leahy was a star early on for Offaly, converting 5 place balls and also 2 fine points from play across the game. But Grace Tehan came up with massive moments too. She hit a pair of points in either half from play at crucial stages. Tehan also won and converted an injury time free to centre side 4 clear as Kerry chased a late equalising goal. But awfully a point clear at the break, it was Kerry goalkeeper Aoife Fitzgerald who produced a brilliant early save in the second half to deny them a goal, before Patrice Diggins drew the sides level for the third and final time at 8 points apiece in 39 minutes. Kerry will go on to miss a goal chance of their own in 45 minutes, and awfully pushed on from there to secure their second All-Ireland Intermediate title since they last won it back in 2010. Full-time score in Croke Park, awfully 14 points, Kerry 11.
Yeah, look, that's been, I think, a hallmark of our play all years. Our defence has been very, very good, and our goalkeeper was unbelievable. The two saves she made in quick succession was just out of this world. But I thought Amy Byrne, Roisin, they were brilliant all day long. It's just Kerry's brought it down to a kind of a dogfight, which we knew they would, and they brought it into a battle, and it suited them. And you know, we struggled to get that freedom and space that we had got maybe in other games, and you know, we just had to try and bypass that today. But just once we did, and you know, I felt we found our scores a lot easier to get than what Kerry did. I know, I think a lot of theirs were frees and maybe a couple from play, but the majority of ours seemed to come from play, and we just seemed to get it a little bit easier. But I have to give credit to Kerry as well, as just there's some county, and we knew today coming up that dogfight was going to be in them, and they made life very, very difficult for us, and just delighted that we eventually found a way to get through it.
You also needed a player in Grace Tehan to step up as well, and she did, getting 4 points, drawing fouls, playing balls into the full forward line as well. She had a magnificent performance, along with Mairead, along with Clodagh Leahy. They all put in a huge shift today.
Yeah, look, Grace is a soaring star for a reason. You know, she's been carrying the can there for the last 2 years, and she comes up with some unreal scores. You know, she's 22 points got in the championship, I think, over the course of 5 or 6 games. So, you know, that's 3 or 4 points on average per game, which is massive for us, knowing that you have somebody that's as clinical as that. And, you know, I thought Clodagh was very good as well, especially in the first half. She turned over some lovely scores, and Fianna Dooley worked extremely hard. But look, it's been a savage effort from everybody since the 10th of November. We kind of got there in the end, which is absolutely pleasing for everybody, and hopefully this does something now for Offaly Camogie and kicks it on in the right direction. It's been a tough couple of years, and you know, a line has been drawn in the sand now, and we're eventually back winning games, and we're back up at the steps of the Hogan stand. So hopefully we can progress on now and get up to senior.
Fantastic start. First attack, Clodagh Leahy takes a shot from right out on the right hand side. Splits the post. She nails 2 frees from both sides. You 4 points on the board in 6 minutes, and then nothing for 12 minutes after that. And it just was a dogfight. What changed? What did Kerry do? You know, what was working in those early exchanges that just went wrong and you had to deal with from then on?
Well, I think if we had enough space that we would be clinical enough, and I suppose in the first 10 minutes or so, Kerry allowed us that space, especially in the full forward line. And I think after about the 10 minutes then, they started sucking back their wing forwards, and they closed the gap between the half forward line and the full forward line, and they made it nice and compact, which made it into a battle. And you know, that was always going to suit Kerry, and that was always what we thought was going to be what they were going to try to do today, was, you know, compress the space and try and make it into a war zone. And in fairness, they did it very effectively for large parts of that game. Second half, we found it a little bit easier. Then obviously I find up here it's easier, and it's more space in the Hill 16 end, because everyone seems to get sucked down the field, and you get more space in the lines between the foot forward line and the half forward line. And I think in the second half then, we just weren't clinical enough. We did all the right things and numerous times, but we just probably didn't take our chances to maybe kill the game off. And you know, we just have to be lucky that we suppose we got away with it today, and we got over the line, and we're going back to Borders All Ireland champions.
What was your reading in the dressing room at half time? You know, 1 point lead, it's better than being behind. Yeah. But at the same time, you had left stuff behind you. The trend was going the wrong way. What was your take at that stage, and how did you read the players' mood at that point?
Yeah, well, look, the players were frustrated at half time, and they were frustrated in themselves and their performance. You know, they knew they'd started extremely well, but you can't underestimate the fact that they have been here 4 or 5 times in the last couple of years, and they used to big occasions here, and it kind of got to our girls a little bit at times. And, you know, they were disappointed, but we tried to get the point across to them at half time that we were going we weren't going great, but we're still winning. We were still a point up, you know, and we'd still missed a lot of chances, and we were in the game, but we just needed to up it a small bit more. And we felt that, you know, Kerry had won a lot of the second balls in the breaks and the rucks and stuff, and we needed to get after that. And I suppose it was just calm and half time. We didn't really go after them as much. We just asked them to settle down and try and get after the breaks, get after the rucks, and just be a little bit more clinical. And you know, it just worked out in the end, thankfully. And we wore Kerry down, you know, and our bench made a huge impact. At all, Ireland Kilmartin tried very hard when she came in, and you know, Caitlin Kendi, Cathy Fogarty, all those girls all made an impact, and that's what we needed. And no, just as I say, thankful that we got over the line in the end. It wasn't vintage, but it doesn't have to be, as long as you have the cup at the end of the day. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, there were times like when the forwards, maybe there was openness there, it looked like there was a girl free, that maybe the choices they made at times weren't great, but I suppose you say finals were for winning.
Yeah, look, I mean, finals are for winning, and it doesn't matter how you play as long as you're going home with the cup. And do you know, it's just it's a big experience for these girls today, you know, and I can't stress that enough, that, you know, when you've had the privilege of playing her so many times, like Jackie Horgan has, and Amy Sullivan and Patrice Deegan and all those girls, this is like a second home to them over the last couple of years up here winning big finals. And for a lot of our girls today, this is the biggest stage that they'll probably ever play on again. So, you know, the nerves got to them a small bit, and we kind of did some daft things and rash things. But look, that's all Ireland final day. People are going to make mistakes, but I can never fault the honesty or effort of my panel of players today. They, even in the times when, I suppose, everything we tried to do wasn't going right, they still fought in their back for that Offaly jersey. And I think that's been, you know, a credit to them since November 23, is that we've asked them to put a bit of pride back in the jersey. We've asked, you know, that Offaly jersey to be something that is privileged again, that is not taken for granted, and that hard work has been instilled back in that jersey again. And, you know, we demand that every day, and in fairness, to give it. And, you know, hard work probably won that final today. It wasn't brilliant hurling or anything like that. It was hard work and just taking our opportunities at the best of times when we got them. So just pleased that we got over the line.
Yeah, and I suppose that double save was really crucial. It was a crucial time of the game.
If that goal went in, you see the momentum go to Kerry, and then, you know, doubt starts to creep into girls' minds that if the chances we've missed, have we thrown it away? And you never know, Kerry maybe get another one then, and they go from being two down to maybe two up, and momentum really swings. But like, what a save for me, where like she's only come into the goals in the third round of the championship against Westmead. And like we've said all year, girls just have to wait for their chance, and when they get to take it. And she's been a revelation since, even the last day against Antrim. Some of the saves she made was just absolutely incredible. And, you know, I think everyone tonight owes her a drink anyway, to be honest with you. It was two worldies. But like Barney Knocknan, our goalkeeping coach, has put fierce work into Emer and Leah every single night in training. And you can see that work today, and that shot stopping and stuff. And then when you have a goalkeeper that can hit the ball 100 yards and just release the pressure off everybody in the six backs, it's just an immense, I suppose, asset that we have. And I'm delighted for her. She's put in all the hard work, and she's advertisement for a lot of people that, you know, you have to wait for your chance, and when you get it, then just take it.
Now you can look forward to being senior next year.
Yeah, look, it's a daunting task, and you know, it has to be done cleverly enough as well, because, you know, there is a gap in senior between the top five teams and the rest, and we now have to look at the next level that's just above us, the Wexfords, the Dublins, the Clares, the Limericks, and we need to go after them, and we need to close the gap on them, and we need to try and get over a couple of them next year and stay above senior. There's no point going up and yo-yoing up and down and winning more intermediate All-Irelands. We've had our day in the sun now. It's now about consistency and staying up in senior level. And like, we've a lot of young players. I think we've only two or three girls over 25, and you know, there's been a lot of work done. Declan Fogarty at the underage, and Cormac Ginty had the under-16s in an All-Ireland final this year, and the minors were very unlucky with Declan Murray in an All-Ireland quarter final after extra time. So there's great work being done in Offaly Camogie, and it's about staying senior now and progressing the young girls through all the time, and keeping the panel the best panel we possibly can. And hopefully today we'll entice a few more that probably should be playing back as well, and, you know, give them that encouragement that Offaly Camogie is going in the right direction, and that there is something we're playing for.
Brilliant. Thanks, what's the plan for this evening?
The plan for this evening is we are going back to St. Brendan's Park and Bar at 8:30 for a homecoming on the pitch, and then we're going across to the County Arms to drink as much as we possibly can for as many days as we possibly can, and enjoy everything, because, as I said, these days don't come around very often, and who knows when Offaly Camogie will be back here again. So it took 15 years between 2010 to here, so we're going to make sure we enjoy 2025's version.
John, you were pointing at a half time there, only scoring 2 points in the second half, one coming from play. How are you feeling after that?
I suppose, look, you feel, yeah, that there was probably more in us, but we didn't bring it out today. But look, you've got to give credit to Offaly too. Like, they really performed. Like, in the second half, we felt at half time we were in a big shout. I suppose, look, the goal chance was probably a kicker for us, would have given us a bit of momentum. But look, that's sport. It's one of those days that you kind of have to dust yourself off and try and go again.
We hear, like, obviously you've got so many experienced players playing here in Croke Park. What do you think maybe was the difference in it today?
I suppose it's a hard one to call at this stage to look back in it. I suppose, look, when we got level with Offaly, we couldn't get that step ahead. They always got the point back on us. And I suppose we could, like, if we'd got one step ahead, it might have given us the driving force. But every time we got a score, they came down and got another score on us, or score or two, and I suppose that was probably the difference.
Both of these teams are well capable of racking up big totals if the game plays out the right way. How much of it being a defensive battle was by design, and how much of it was just the way things play out on All-Ireland final day?
I suppose a lot of it was the way it pans out. Like, there was goal chances on both sides. Like, Aoife made a save for us, they cleared it off the line. There was goal chances both ways, but I suppose the two defences played really, really well. You have to give it to them. Like, but I suppose it wasn't really anything. Our defence has been brilliant all year. They haven't conceded a goal, and again today. So we kind of knew that would be the case with them, but we knew we had to score goals, and unfortunately, we didn't.
Offaly made a brilliant start, kind of 4 points from four shots in the first 6 minutes, but you got to grips with it. Tell me from your point of view, or maybe it was all the players, what happened that you went, you know, that you went from conceding 4 points in 6 minutes to conceding 4 points in the next, I think it was 35 minutes after that?
Yeah, look, it's a lot of the girls on field themselves. They just kind of settled down. I suppose they were a bit nervous the first few minutes, but like, the girls on field management of a game is brilliant, like, and they all got to grips with it, and they all spoke to each other and communicated with each other what they had to do, and like, that's all down to the girls.
Off the ball breakfast.
Your projection now around
no,
this conversation.
I'm agent. I'm fascinated by you as it is. I'm even more interested in you in terms of this topic.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.